Bay, members of ECA, Board of Trustees, honored guests, faculty and staff, family, and fellow graduates. It is my honor, and I am truly humbled, to be your College of Arts and Sciences commencement speaker for 2018. My name is Gerard Brown, and I'm a non-traditional student. In 2010, I graduated high school, and I went on a few adventures in between then and there. And throughout my adventures, they brought me to this point to get my bachelor's in communications at the ripe old age of 25. So I could sit up here and I could bore you guys with the whole typical stick of, oh my God, what a wonderful 4 years we've had, guys. Have we made some real good memories? But you guys know that already, because you've lived it already, you've experienced it. So instead, I want to take the time to drop some knowledge on you guys that I've picked up over the years I've been adventuring around. And it comes in the form of three important things. Never forget to love what you're doing or pursue what you love what you're doing. Love those who are around you and never be afraid to take a chance. When it comes to loving what you're doing, you might walk out these doors and you might not get your dream job right off the bat. You might not get your dream house, your dream life. But as long as you're working towards getting to it and you're pursuing that, that's what matters most. You might have to work a couple of jobs out of here and to get some experience. You might have to go back to school to further your education. Or you might have to move across the country or across the world to get to it. No matter what, as long as you're taking steps to get to that, that's what matters most. When it comes to loving everybody who's around you, you're not gonna love everybody because some people you just can't stand in this life. But to those who are the most important to you, keep them close. There might be times when you're working and you're just very busy and you can't reach out and communicate like you used to. But when you do have that chance, tell them that you love them. Tell them that they mean something to you. Tell them that you miss them. Because when the hard times come, those are going to be the people who literally help you the most through those times. And third, and most importantly, never be afraid to take a risk. And this applies to the first two points I just stated. You might want to take a chance on love and pursue somebody you feel deeply for. You might want to go after a job that you think, oh, there's no way I'm qualified for that job, but you do it anyway. Or you might just quit your job, throw your degree away and say, hey, I don't want anything to do with this. I want to do something completely different. And that's okay, as long as you take that chance and you don't give up. You can easily sit there and talk yourself out of this, and that's something you cannot do. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't let anybody else tell you you can't do it. Because even if you fail, the most beautiful thing about life is you can get back up and you can try again. You can take the experience from that failure and be ready for the next opportunity. And I'm a living example of this. 3 years ago, I quit my job and came to school so I could finish my education doing something that I never thought I could do. I never thought I could do that. I never thought I could get to this point. And yet, I've excelled thanks to my lovely family and my friends and all of you who have supported me through this. And now I'm going to Central Michigan University to get my master's degree full ride. And that's a full ride is free. Serious? Thank you. Thank you. So, never, my life has changed from just taking a chance on something. So never be afraid to take a chance. Always chase after your dream life. And always keep those who matter the most to you close. Thank you all for listening. To all of you who have been a part of my journey here at Siena, I appreciate you. I thank you. I love you. No matter how small or how big the impact you've had, I appreciate you so much. And in the words of a great leader, Wakanda forever.